that is the real gift to me, is the fact that people are excited about what I do and that I get to share that excitement with them. And it gives me this wonderful little boost. If I'm having a bad day and I speak to somebody who's really excited to meet me, to talk to me, it's so lovely.
This is The Producers. I'm Danny Vallant. I remember when Josh's rainbow eggs first arrived at my local supermarket 14 or 15 years ago. The brightly coloured box promised free-range eggs, and the packaging had a photo of a young boy's face on it. How great to be able to support a kid in his ethical business, I thought. Josh Murray was 9 then, and he's 23 now. What is the backstory to this boy with a bunch of happy chickens?
Hi, I'm Josh from Josh Rainbow Eggs, and when I was 9 years old, I started that business. So I'm now 23, and so that means I started the business, gosh, a long time ago. That's about 14 years. And what inspired me to start the business was nothing. I wish I could say that it was some kind of epic ethical quest I set upon to do the right thing, but it really wasn't. I grew up on a farm, and so when I started looking after chickens so that I could sell their eggs for pocket money, all I knew was what is now apparently the right way of treating chickens. And so I almost lucked into a large part of the ethical part of my business, which is having the chickens in the backyard, taking care of them, treating them with respect. And then as the business has grown, we've just tried to keep doing that. And so we live somewhere called the Kerry Valley, which is about 15 minutes away from the closest town. It's just an area almost carved out of the bush. It used to be a pine plantation that we've since turned into a farm. It's, you know, it's just a valley. I'm on about 115 acres here.
There was no particular strategy behind getting chickens on Josh's family's hobby farm, but you never know how happenstance can be turned into happy hens and a thriving business.
I think the best way of putting it is we bought a hobby farm. It was a weekender that we've since transformed into, like, I guess it is still kind of a hobby farm because we don't actually have chickens at the place where I started the business. So what really happened was we got a farm and thought, oh, you have chickens on farms, right? And so this is about 2007, a year or two before I started this, and we got a bunch of different chickens. And so we kind of had chickens for a while, but my mother was taking care of them. And so then when I wanted to make some money, she said, hey, look after the chickens and you can sell the eggs. A lot of what I learned is just like a feel for what they like, what they don't like, what their personalities are like, how you can facilitate a good life for them. It's almost difficult to quantify what I learned because you just spending time with, you know, anything, right? A person, animals, a basketball, you just get better at understanding it. And so I can't even quantify all the things I learned.
Josh Murray started the business as a 9-year-old. And what might a 9-year-old want to buy with his pocket money? Lego. Obviously.
I had a very specific goal, right? So I'm not sure how tuned in you were to the Star Wars Lego being put out in around 2008, 2009, but I'll save you some time. It was excellent. I had a specific set in mind, which is the Venator class Star Destroyer, but the Republic version of it. So that's during the first three movies, the prequels. Very awesome set. And I actually had that on layby for about 3 months trying to get it. And that was a lot of the reason why I started doing this. What I would do, right, is very early on in the business's time, I didn't really know how to, like, the traditional avenues for selling things. And so I just went to where the people were. And so in my local town of Gisborne, there's obviously a fair few shops. And so what I would do is take dozens of eggs and sell them to the people who worked behind the counters. And so every week I would go to a bunch of them, but specifically always looked forward to going to the Toy Kingdom in Gisborne. And I was paying off about $10 a week. And then we started doing our first farmers markets. And I actually went from paying it off at about a rate of $15 per week. And then there was $150 left and I had a really good farmer's market. I was able to just go in and get it. And that was an unbelievable feeling. I spent about 2 days to build it. I built it on the back patio. It was meditative bliss.
Josh's mum, Tamsin, has been a key participant in the egg enterprise that had Josh's name and face on it. He explains the balance of growing up and growing a business.
I didn't really have to do too much, fortunately. I was able to hand off a lot of the day-to-day responsibilities to Tamsin and focus on my schoolwork. And then, you know, it would be weekends and then occasionally I'd have to take a day off to, you know, film something or whatever. But for the most part, she took on a lot of the responsibility so that I could go out and, you know, finish high school, which was really awesome. There was a lot of sacrifice, you know, weekends, occasionally time during the week. But for the most part, the balancing was done mostly by Tamsin, actually, which is very wonderful. So I went from high school and then immediately started a bachelor's degree. So I went from obviously down in Gisborne, and then I moved down to Melbourne for a year and did my first year of my degree down at La Trobe. Since then, I've kind of bounced around between a couple of universities. I transferred to RMIT because I liked the program a little bit better, and then I did 6 months at Arizona State in the second half of that would be 2022. I've kind of switched out one responsibility with high school for another with university. I'm looking up at my wonderful RMIT. Joshua Christopher Thomas Murray was admitted to the degree of Bachelor of Business Marketing. And that is recent. I got that plaque a couple months ago. And so now that I've had this opportunity to step away from all educational responsibilities, my role actually has changed quite a bit in the business. I'm working, I'm doing delivery right now. I'm obviously doing everything with the front-facing stuff. I'm managing our relationships with our PR people, our marketing people. I'm taking care of a lot of the other marketing stuff like the social media. I'm stepping into a bigger role, but my role over the last, essentially since I went to high school, has maintained fairly, you know, reasonable. I was working part-time, full-time during the summers, and then Tamsin was managing operations.
Many small producers get their start at community farmers markets, and Josh was no exception. There was probably more Lego in that than selling to his neighbours.
When I stopped buying Lego in about 2014, I think I have maybe, this is really embarrassing, because it's just dreadful, dreadful financial decision making. I have about, I think I have about $5,000 or $6,000 of Lego in my shed. So I think that could tell you what my thinking process was when I was, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So once I figured out that people wanted to buy these things, I was selling to my neighbors. I was going down to Gisborne, like I described, going to the shops. But the natural next step always felt like, to me, farmers markets, right? You drive past them on the weekends and they look very busy. And so I asked my mother to take me to, I was doing about 4 farmers markets. I don't remember which one I started with. This is the funny thing about reaching back into your memory, you know, 12, 13 years ago to when you were a kid. I can't exactly remember which one we did first, but very quickly I went from doing 1 to 2 to then 4. And so I was doing 4 a month. And for the next couple of years, from when I was about, you know, 9 to when I was about 11 or 12, that's how I was selling the vast majority of my eggs.
Farmers markets are crucial community hubs, but in the end, they weren't the right outlet for Josh's rainbow eggs to grow. What was the next step in his business?
Farmers markets are wonderful. I love farmers markets. I'm always excited when I get to go back to them. But you can hear the past tense I'm speaking in, right? And that's because there is simply too much variance with farmers markets, in my opinion, to build a really solid, resilient business. I believe it was a grand final weekend, or maybe an especially cold day, where I went to a market that was normally extremely busy and there was kind of nobody. And I had a lot of eggs left over at the end of the day, which was super unusual and was something I was not planning for. And I realized that if we were going to continue to kind of make this a thing, that I needed to find some consistency. So consistency for us looked like approaching the local Riddles Creek Food Works, speaking. The manager there was Joe, and she was already a customer. So I didn't find it too difficult to convince her. And we started with the independents in about 2012, expanding to all of the independents in our like immediate local area of the Massive Ranges, and then also adding Lamana Direct, which is in Esterton Fields. I spent maybe 10, 11 months of that year of, you know, 2012, 2013, giving away flyers in Lamana Direct, cooking eggs on their little skillets and serving them to people, just trying to convince people to buy our eggs. And that actually was a very seminal experience in us figuring out what people wanted to hear from us and what about my story and our company resonated.
How important is it to be organic? Josh explains the positives and negatives of certification.
So originally we were trying to go organic and we thought that that was a absolute pillar of our brand. And so then originally organic feed was fairly reasonable. I believe it was about $200 or $300 a ton more than your traditional feed. And we were willing to pay that. If it was that much, I would still be willing to pay that. However, there are, I believe, two or three organic feed producers in all of Australia. And as we're finding out right now, if you have an uncompetitive market, it is typically not great for the customer. And unfortunately, we were unable to kind of make a business that worked with organic without also just increasing our price to just an unbelievably high level. We were very concerned about this. We felt like it was an absolute pillar of the company and that customers were going to turn up their nose at us. And what I actually found when I relaxed a little and talked to some people about it is that they cared far more about my story, about the ethics of the animals, and I think that people liked the packaging quite a bit as well. They'll notice a smiling young man on the cover. And that is the cover of Josh's Rainbow Eggs, is me, Josh. We've got a beautiful blue sky background. It says ethical eggs. It says where we're from. And then, you know, the main thing, of course, is you'll see a photo of me on the cover. That photo is me when I was about 19. I believe we'll be updating that pretty soon. But yeah, no, it's I think it's quite a nifty little piece of packaging, if I say so myself.
Josh's Rainbow Eggs is owned by Josh and his mum. How does it all work within the family?
My dad has his own separate entity business that he started when he moved to Australia with my mother back in 1999. He works in healthcare, injury prevention, wonderful stuff he does. Josh's Rainbow Eggs is myself and then my mother, Tenton. So when I wanted to start going to high school in the second half of 2013, early 2014, because I was homeschooled prior to that, which explains how much time I had on my hands, I kind of had a conversation with him and we kind of ran through where we wanted to take the business and she stepped in to run operations. And since then, Tamsin's done operations and I've done basically everything on the front end of the company as far as marketing, representing ourselves to customers. But make no mistake, Tamsin has, my mother, has had an enormous role in the company. Enormous. It's impossible to understand.
I know the eggs very well, but I've never seen the farm. Where do my eggs actually come from?
So we have a beautiful farm down in Monageda, which is only about 32 minutes past the airport. It's about 250 acres of beautiful flat land. There's about 12 of the big sheds, and we've got one littler shed, and they've each got about 3,500 to 5,000 chickens in them. It's beautiful green grass wherever the chickens have been, because of course we move our chickens. So the chicken sheds are built with all of the, Tamsin says mod cons, but I like to say modern conveniences for the sake of listenability. But we have these wonderful, they're not that large. They're built for about, 5,000 chickens. Normal chicken sheds, except we built them on skids. And so what that means is that when it comes time to move them, because we don't like the area, for example, if chickens spend too long in a space, I'm sure you understand this, it gets a little, it's the ground is a little more compacted. The poo means that there's no greenery around. And so for us, in order to give the chickens the life that we think they deserve, we think that they need to be moved regularly. And so how we do that is with these big chicken sheds, they're not very big, but we pull them down the field with a bulldozer and then allow the chickens to go onto new grass. And so what this means, though, is that everywhere that the chickens have been, you give it about, 8 months to a year and give the ground time to kind of recover, and it recovers with this fervor and vibrancy from all of this manure, from the scratching, from the stimulation. And it is that the farm is so green.
Josh spends a lot of time engaging with his layers. What does he love about his feathered chargers?
I think it's the sounds. On some level, they just make these wonderful, contented little clucking noises. And I kind of relax a little bit and take it in and feel really good about the fact that the chickens don't even have to think about what their life would like. Think about the restrictions, right? If you're a chicken in a different style of production, there are things that they want to do that they are naturally drawn to do through, hundreds of thousands of years of evolution and instincts, and everything in them is telling them, I want to go outside, I want to forage, I want to look for stuff, I want to dust bathe, I want to exist in an outdoor natural area that is vibrant and healthy for me. And they don't even comprehend that their life is so good. They just are able to do everything they want, which is so wonderful to them. Yeah. I really like how we care a lot about freshness, and we also care a lot about the consistency and the color of the egg. A lot of these things are simply allowing the chickens to balance their own diets a little bit. The chicken can go outside, and if she wants, some grass, some bugs, some whatever, and they're just drawn to it by instinct. She's able to go out and get that. I think that the freshness aspect is almost as important as the free range aspect in terms of the quality of the actual egg. Chickens lay eggs, and then within about 10 days, the actual membrane of the egg is seriously broken down. So if you've ever cracked an egg into a pan and then it does that thing where it like flows almost like water, it's really gross when you say it like that, but it kind of flows out. It doesn't stay contained and restricted. And that's because the membrane of the egg is broken down. And that only happens when the egg is older than about 9, 10 days.
Josh produces the eggs, he sells the eggs, he markets the eggs. But how does an egg guy like to eat his eggs?
I am a huge egg scrambler. Often though, I don't have the time. I'll often just fry a couple eggs and then eat them on my way to work. I love scrambled eggs. My dad does something where he'll make, calls it Turkish eggs, where you fry the eggs, your scrambled, my apologies, and then you eat it with yogurt and then chili oil on the top. It is just wonderful. My dad does a lot of the cooking in the house, so he'll make not as much cakes, but like fried rice, omelets, those kind of things I really enjoy. And then my youngest sister loves baking, and so anything that she makes obviously has eggs in it, and she does a wonderful job, cakes, cookies. I feel it'd be a discredit to my dad and my sister to restrict my answer to just one thing that I really enjoy, because basically everything they make, I'm so proud of them for.
There are many aspects to running a produce business, from farm to gate to plate. What does Josh love most about what he does?
I love the fact that I am part of the solution. I'm not sure what I'd be doing if it wasn't this. I've always had an interest in psychology and I've always had an interest in law. So maybe I'd be a lawyer, maybe I'd be studying to be a therapist or a psychiatrist. But, you know, with those situations, with many of the jobs that you know, people that I talk to, people that I get along with, people that I relate to work in, you're doing something that's important, of course. But for me, I know 100% that Josh's Rainbow Eggs is, you know, ahead of the field and is going to continue to be ahead of the field and is going to continue to be one of the most ethical companies in Victoria, one of the most ethical companies in Australia, in the world. We're part of the solution. We're sustainable. We're doing the right thing. And something else that's really delightful about this is I still very much feel like a totally ordinary guy. But when I'm out in the stores, when I'm out delivering, I'll have people come up to me or recognize me or want to talk to me or ask for like a photo or, you know, jokingly ask for an autograph. But I have maybe, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 really positive interactions every day as a result of what I do, which is just so wonderful because I feel down, I feel up, I feel all over the place. I'll talk to somebody and then I'll be like, man, I didn't realize I was carrying so much tension in my shoulders. And that is the real gift to me, is the fact that people are excited about what I do and that I get to share that excitement with them. And it gives me this wonderful little boost. If I'm having a bad day and I speak to somebody who's really excited to meet me, to talk to me, it's so lovely.
I can't imagine how many of Josh Murray's rainbow eggs have come into my house over the years. They've ended up in cakes, they've been immortalized in cookbooks, they've been scrambled, poached, boiled, and omeletted. I'm glad I've helped Josh buy all the Lego his young self wanted, and that I've supported a local family business that aims to be part of the solution. Sometimes eggs are all they're cracked up to be. This is The Producers, a Deep in the Weeds production. I'm Danny Vallant. Stay tuned as we talk to some of Australia's best farmers, makers and growers. Follow us on Instagram at Producers Podcast or contact us via deepintheweeds.com.au.